like Hilde Spiel remembered the melodies.
Yes.
They were really quite unique and original sayings. He had a real sense of humor. He was not witty.
Mm-hmm.
He was humorous. And of course, the humor in a little child, or the humor in an animal, as Disney, for instance, caught
yes,
so well,
right.
You know, the quack quack of the duck, or something like this. He had this kind of humor,
mm-hmm.
a humor of portrayal. Or he could, as I told you, this the example of his brother Willy. He would characterize me, for instance, and he would say, you know, I'm so absent-minded. You know? So our young marriage would characterize me. And I was trying very hard to be a good hausfrau and
mm-hmm.
so on. And so he said, my wife is the best hausfrau. Every shilling is turned 3 times and then lost. In German it's much funnier. Es wird dreimal umgedreht und dann verloren. Jeder Schilling wird dreimal umgedreht und dann verloren. It's funny. But it characterizes me so very much, so
mm-hmm.
excellently. And he had sayings like this.
Uh-huh.
And of course his humor was sometimes, it was never bitter, but it was sometimes sharp. And
yes,
then it would run into the grotesque, like in the Grabschrift, Mimulus and Affe,
right.
or the Stillleben.
Right.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about those
yeah.
as we go along. One other manifestation of the year 1922 is a little unpublished song called Vale. It's perhaps not the most memorable song, but it is the earliest preserved example of an unpublished song. And this might be the point to mention that Zeisel has a large, large number of these.
Yeah. Well, he was quite fond of this song, and it was in a way a kind of autobiographical song, because
mm-hmm.
it pictures his very unhappy love to my friend Lizzie,
oh.
who was at that time not my friend, I didn't even know her. Yet. She later entered our circle and we became very good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very, very beautiful. And so this song, which pictures a monk who must renounce to his love,
yes.
and, gives his heart, he gives to the bell which ring out,
mm-hmm.
plays the evening chimes, and in this he sings out his love. And
I
so
see.
It was somehow, you know, remindful of Eric, who did the same with music. And this Lizzie was a very great experience for him, a very
mm-hmm.
unhappy one. And he did go out into a psychoanalysis
mm-hmm.
after that experience, because it really must have disturbed
mm-hmm.
him to a point where he was unable to work. And
I hadn't known that. Mm. Two things that strike me about this large amount of unpublished material. One, certainly the large number of pathétique songs. Is this, again, perhaps in large degree autobiographical?
It is. And when you speak of his humor, then I would say that humor is usually just the other side of melancholy.
So, yes.
I mean, most of the humorists are very melancholic in the...
Offstage, yes.
Offstage.
Yes.
In their daily lives. And so he had a melancholy streak, and it was very justified,
mm-hmm.
because his life was very unhappy. And as I said, many of his songs are very autobiographical, because there he was with this extremely sensitive nervous system,
yes,
which he was, which was very unfortunate, you know. It probably belonged to the trade, but it was also a very hard thing to cope with. And with that, he had all this strengths that he had to for his daily life. It was just like a very fine racehorse that you has to pull a coal wagon,
mm-hmm.
because he had to. Can you imagine a person with such ears who has to teach little children who play everything to every note wrong.
Right.
That must have been.
And at the same dynamic level, always.